my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, freedom, liberation, peace, justice, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narron, Worcester, Massachusetts. In this episode, we'll be hearing about the plant-based potluck at SOA, Goat Sanctuary in Harvard, Massachusetts. And we'll also be hearing about other upcoming vegan events. We are joined for an in-studio interview with Melissa Scher, who is the leader of Nourish and Thrive, and also Karen Bacon, who is the founder of Positive Change for Animals. They are the co-hosts of the upcoming vegan potluck. Welcome, Melissa. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me, Marlene.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you for having me, Marlene.
This is wonderful.
Sure, Marlene. So Karen and I are very excited to talk about a plant-based potluck that we've organized at SOA Goat Sanctuary. The event will be held on Saturday, July 18th from 12 to 2 p.m. SOA Goat Sanctuary is a vegan sanctuary located in Harvard, Massachusetts. And while the title is Goat Sanctuary, they also rescue sheep, birds, mini bulls, and two mini pigs. It's a wonderful opportunity for the community to share some delicious plant-based meals and to admire the farmed animals who are living the rest of their lives in safety and security.
That's great. That's great to hear. And Karen?
Yes. So we've visited SOA Goat Sanctuary a couple of times a few years ago. We're not too far. We're in Clinton, Massachusetts, so it's in Harvard. Melissa and I have worked together for a number of years on various animal rights and vegan initiatives, so we're excited that we can do this one as well. And it's open to everybody. It's free, plant-based potluck. And after that, there will be a tour at the sanctuary, and the rates are very, very inexpensive.
And so for the potluck, is it outside at picnic tables, or what's the scoop?
That's correct. It will be outdoors with picnic tables. So while we're sitting outside and enjoying these delicious meals, we'll also be able to view the sanctuary and all the animals that are, again, as we mentioned, that are spending the rest of their lives in safety and security. And I think that's the nice balance there, is having this healthy, nutritious meal and looking at the animals as a reminder of how we keep these animals off of our plate. So it's a win-win.
Yes, yes, indeed. Melissa, let's hear about Nourish and Thrive.
Sure. So Nourish and Thrive is a community that is part of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine's Building Healthy Communities Network. And this community is really an opportunity to educate the public on the health benefits of eating a whole food and plant-based diet. Last month, I held a plant-based potluck at the Shrewsbury Public Library, where my doctor, who practices lifestyle medicine, also gave a talk. We have this upcoming plant-based potluck in coordination with PCA, and I also plan on hosting documentaries, some cooking classes, and other educational materials for the public.
Very nice. And can you tell our listeners a little bit more about PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, which is the parent organization of Nourish and Thrive, of which you are a regional leader?
That's correct. So Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine was started in the 1980s by Dr. Neil Barnard, and they meet what my actual desires and goals are, which is not only are they educating the public on the benefits of a whole food plant-based diet, they also speak out against animal experimentation, animal testing. So to me, that is just a win-win to support an organization like that. You can follow them. They have their own website. They also have a weekly podcast called Mission Critical, where Dr. Neil Barnard will share updates as to where they are, whether it's legislative initiatives or whatever events they might have going on for the public. So they're a wonderful organization to follow and support.
Yes, especially being based in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and the big mountain they have to climb with all the official mandates, and
they do a lot of work.
They do a lot. Yeah. And, you know, they have a wonderful committee of doctors and scientists, and right now they are heavily involved in what's called the non-animal models, the NAM space, new approach methodologies. This is what they're heavily speaking about in these mission critical updates. I mean, they are, as you said, Marlene, they are on the front end in D.C. They're really getting into the ears of Congress and anyone who will listen to them about keeping animals out of labs.
And Karen?
Well, Positive Change for Animals has grown a lot. You know, one of our larger campaigns has been against the rodeo, of course, in Worcester, and we're moving forward with that, and also in Boston. So we're doing a bunch of different things. You know, we also have dine-outs in Worcester once a month at Loving Hut. If people ever want to join that, it's the first Friday of every month, 6 p.m.
That's great. That's great.
So the details of the potluck, again, will be on Saturday, July 18th from 12 to 2 p.m. at SOA Goat Sanctuary in Harvard, Massachusetts. Everyone's encouraged to, if they can, to bring a whole food, plant-based dish to share. And again, it's a two-hour opportunity for us to just be in a supportive group, help each other learn about a whole food, plant-based diet. And as Karen mentioned, there is the opportunity to tour the sanctuary, which I highly encourage anyone to do, to really interact with the animals and to get to know these animals that, you know, maybe at one point in their life they were facing slaughter, maybe they were in an auction house, they were coming from horrible situations, and a lot of them have special needs too. So it's one thing that warms my heart is when I used to volunteer there, I'd interact with so many of the goats that were confined to wheelchairs, but they get to spend the rest of their lives in a healing, nourishing environment. And this is where they're going to spend the rest of their lives in safety.
And people can also register for the event. We just would like to know approximately how many people are coming. It is on Eventbrite, which is readily available on web-based browsers. It also is available as an event on Positive Change for Animals. So if you come to Facebook, you can find it there. And register.
That's great. And so can you give our listeners some tips on what to bring?
Bring whatever you want to share with us. And I'll also have some cookbooks available. We're asking people to share their recipes. Whatever people bring, there'll be recipes available so you can get ideas from that. And if you're not sure what to bring, it's okay to show up empty-handed. And you might find people there that may be vegan, and maybe they are going to bring the vegan burgers.
Good, because I think there will be a lot of people enjoying the delicious vegan burgers. Yeah. And Harvard is maybe a half hour from Worcester?
Approximately.
About, yes, yeah, right off 495.
It's sort of northwest of Worcester.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity for me because I've been a supporter of PCRM for about 10 years. I support the Rodney Foundation, which is in honor of a dog named Rodney, who was used in an animal experiment and unfortunately was euthanized after. And that really touches a nerve in my system and about animal experimentation. And so to have this opportunity to be a part of PCRM as a volunteer, as a leader for Nourish and Thrive is like a dream come true for me.
Wonderful. Thank you. Melissa, I know also that you are involved with rabbits and rescuing rabbits. And of course, everyone knows the fate of so many rabbits in the vivisection industry, but can
Correct.
You tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So an organization I closely support and follow is called Save the Buns. It's a vegan organization that actually gets bunnies that were about to be used in research labs or were actually used for research, and they get the bunnies out of the labs, and what they do is they get them ready into adoptable homes. So that's something that's a really important organization. It means the world to me, but personally, yes, I've been involved with House Rabbit Rescue for about 10 years. I would say in the last 10 years between foster and foster failing, we probably had at least 20 bunnies in our home along with guinea pigs. And, you know, you brought an awareness, Marlene, that, and you know, it's not just bunnies. It's every animal is used in vivisection. I know Karen's big into cat rescue and the number of cats that are used. And I just read recently the number is going up for some reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. We know dogs are being used. I mean, every animal. And so it's really just bringing that awareness out there because people don't realize animals are still used in labs. So someday this is going to be in our past. We're going to look back and say, wow, we used animals. Why? Why did we do that?
Yes.
Even today I was thinking of all the universities that have animal testing vivisection laboratories in the basement of the universities, Ivy League colleges, I mean, you name it, on and on and on. It's like, oh my God, that's so awful.
Yes. Let's just end animal experimentation.
There is definitely forward movement in this whole area. We have been working on a big campaign in Worcester itself as far as Charles River Laboratories, which is a huge animal research organization, and also a company called Biomir, because they do use a lot of dogs. They use other animals as well. But I think that it's important that we let companies know that this is a priority and this needs to change and this needs to move forward. And whatever the status quo is and whatever it is that's standing in your way, it's not really acceptable to us anymore. And that you need to, whether it costs you money or whatever you need to do to transition, you need to start doing that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're really hoping that they're going to start thinking about those things as more and more people mm-hmm. stand up and say, why are you still doing this? It's got to change.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I do feel that mm-hmm. it is the awakening of humanity that's just starting, that we're becoming aware of the things that we didn't know about because, of course, the industries want these things hidden from the public mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. most people are compassionate.
Right.
Yes.
And so, like, whether it's the rabbits in Hardwick or the goats in Charlton, you know, on and on, you start finding about these labs and these mm-hmm. lab breeding facilities that are around that we never
yes.
knew about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're right on Union Street in Worcester. So. Yeah. We've been there. There's a larger campaign. PCA didn't start it, but another individual did. And we've been there protesting as well and signing petitions and hoping that they will think about changing.
It's time to change.
It is time.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We'll be taking a short break and then we'll continue with our program. That voice that sounds like a human saying, yeah, is actually a nanny goat.
If you only had, if you only had, if you only had one life, one life. Would it make you glad? Would it make you mad? Would it make you sad? Counting down time. 'Cause if there's only one chance to do the best and be the best we can, if there's only one shot, are you giving all you got? When we murder, when we oppress, when we keep them in pain and distress, pray forgiveness to something not there. If there's only one life, have a little more respect for theirs. Did your mama say, did your mama say, did your mama say how special you are? But they don't look the same. So it's okay to take a child away, tear them apart. But it's all in your mind. If you'd only look, you would see her cry. She's screaming out for him. But the bullet always wins.
Instead of going vegan, instead of going vegan. Changing the world and making the environment better as well. Changing the world and making the environment better as well.
When we murder, when we oppress, when we keep them in pain and distress, pray forgiveness to something out there. If there's only one life, have a little more respect for them. When we murder, when we oppress, when we keep them in pain and distress, pray forgiveness to something out there. If there's only one life, have a little more respect for theirs. Have a little more respect for theirs. Have a little.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We just heard Vegan Queen V in England, UK, with her song Only One Life. I'd like to let our listeners know that Vegan Queen V will be coming over from across the pond to the United States. In September, she'll be performing at the Vibrant Vegan Fest that's happening in Missouri, just outside of Kansas City, Missouri. Thanks again for tuning into Vegan Nation. Now back to our interview with Melissa Scheer and Karen Bacon. Now we're continuing with our feature. Oh, I like this full spectrum of animal liberation, animal rights, yes, and veganism. Yeah. And so let's go back to hearing a little bit more about the plant-based potluck at Soa Goat Sanctuary in Harvard, Massachusetts.
It's open to anybody, as Karen said. It's free. Yeah. Whether you want to come with a meal or not, you're plant curious, or you've been on this journey a long time, we just want it to be a welcoming space for everybody. And again, that opportunity to be at a vegan sanctuary and to see these farm animals that are living in safety and security.
And personable and sweet and interesting. And, you know, this is what we want to see with animals in the future. We don't want to continue to use them, take advantage of them. We want them to be safe and happy.
Yes, yeah, safe, happy, and free.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And so I like it that you decided to have this event at the SOA Goat Sanctuary. Correct. So I like that you have a diversity of sites and venues and locations.
Yeah, that's the goal for me with Nourish and Thrive. You know, when I became a leader, to be honest, I've never done this before. So I just hit the ground running. I tapped into my plant-based and vegan network. And that's also why I reached out to Karen. Once I figured I would love to have an event at SOA, I thought, I bet this would be a great opportunity to collaborate together. And of course, Karen was right on board as soon as I reached out to her.
Right. And we did an interview years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
Here in studio. And what was the event you were planning then?
Yeah.
Oh,
vegan
we still do chalking for animals.
Yes.
Vegan chalking night.
And we usually do it over Labor Day weekend. And basically we find a park. And in my case, it's usually been Clinton's Central Park. And people come and we have chalk and we have some vegan snacks, and it's usually a beautiful summer night. And we basically draw imagery of animals and messages about their freedom. Usually it's good around Labor Day weekend because it tends to be stable with the weather. It tends to be often kind of dry. Mm. I've noticed this for the years. And so your messages stay there for like a few days at a time, and then you have a big park, and then everybody rides their bikes or walks or whatever, and you have all these nice messages about animals and these pictures and so forth. And it was started by someone else. PCA just adopted it as something that we frequently do, but it was started by International Vegan Chalking Night, which was somebody in Spain, actually, and he would organize folks to do it all over the world and then show all the pictures on the website, yeah.
And going back to the plant-based potluck, vegan potluck that's coming up at the SOA Goat Sanctuary in Harvard, Massachusetts, I saw on their website that they have, what's that called?
They have an Airbnb as well.
Airbnb, mm-hmm. And that I saw that they did write, they are a vegan sanctuary and do not bring non-vegan products.
So yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely follow that. Yeah, it's a wonderful place to support. And I do love that because they do use their space for yoga classes, for retreats, interact with the animals while you're taking a yoga class, or maybe your company has a retreat there. So, and it's just an absolutely beautiful property.
Thank you. We're listening to Melissa Scheer, the leader of Nourish and Thrive, a program, in this case, a local program of PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And Nourish and Thrive, led by Melissa, is co-sponsoring, co-hosting the plant-based vegan potluck coming up at SOA Goat Sanctuary. And she is co-hosting with Karen Bacon, who is the founder and director of Positive Change for Animals, a local animal rights activism group here in central Massachusetts. Thank you both for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having us, Marlene.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
And I'm thrilled that you came in for the in-studio interview. It's so exciting to see you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Melissa, what other upcoming events do you have with your organization, Nourish and Thrive?
Sure. So our next event will be held on Tuesday, August 25th. It will be held in collaboration with the Westboro Spine and Holistic Health Center, and it's going to be held from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., where we will do a talk on neurofeedback and balancing that with a whole food plant-based diet. So it's called Westboro Spine and Holistic Health Center, and that's located at 20 South Street, Westboro, Massachusetts. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're having plant-based food.
But that's not a potluck.
It's not a potluck, no.
It's not.
We're just going to have, like, plant-based refreshments.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and at the event, we'll also be providing some whole food plant-based snacks for the audience.
Much thanks to all. For our listeners, I have a couple more announcements of upcoming vegan events. Please take action now against Sunday hunting. A provision to repeal the long-standing ban on Sunday hunting, which would allow hunting 7 days a week during the numerous hunting seasons, has passed the Mass House. As I explain some more details about this proposed change of allowing hunting on Sundays, we're listening to The Deer Song by Will Tuttle. Early in the program, we heard his song, The Chicken Song, and also The Lamb Song. Deer Song, D-E-E-R, Deer Song. Given the protection and relief that the Sunday hunting ban provides to the more than 99% of Massachusetts residents who do not hunt, we urge upholding the Sunday hunting ban. Also, please keep in mind that hunting accidents can and do happen. For example, in Massachusetts, a father and son were shot by another hunter and gardener. In Barnstable, a hunter mistook a man and his dog for a herd of deer, shooting him in the neck, back, and hand. A woman was shot when her dogs were mistaken for deer in Norton. A high school runner was shot in the leg in Mattapoisett. And a hunter accidentally shot a man with a shotgun on Nantucket. I would like to conclude this, that I look forward to a vegan world rising soon on this planet. And here's a good synchronicity. story. I had stopped in the grocery store to pick up some vegan milk, and an older man was entering as I was heading towards the cash register. He was perpendicular to me, so I just saw the side of him, and he appeared to be in his 70s. He then walked in front of me, so I was looking at the back of his shirt. The image on the t-shirt was a person walking in the woods, and the text was, "Take only photographs and leave only footprints." And I had heard that slogan years ago, but I never thought about it for many years. And so I just thought that was quite something that I happened to see that on the day I was coming in to prepare the show. So that's some good news. And here's some more good news. March for Animals, a 207-mile march is happening on September 12th to the 26th, 2026. Vegans are marching starting from the state capital of New York, Albany, and marching much of it along the Empire State Trail to North Rose, New York. North Rose is between Syracuse and Rochester. And the vegans are marching up to a laboratory animal breeding facility where there's approximately 20,000 beagles and tens of thousands of cats, ferrets, and pigs that are then sold to university laboratories and vaccine labs and other violence and exploitation-based industries. In my opinion, violence and exploitation-based industries. Interested folk can learn more information at marchforanimals.org. For our listeners, I have news of another vegan event in Massachusetts I'll be announcing at the close of this program. And much thanks to all for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a lovely, peaceful, joyous day. Let's go out with Vegan Queen V. Mother Nature's Conversation. Following this song, I have two more announcements of vegan events, one in Massachusetts and one in Texas. And then we'll close the show with another vegan song. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Leader by Vegan Queen V from her newest album, In Dog We Trust. Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas. Most likely the world's first cattle ranch turned into a vegan sanctuary. Founded by Renee King Sonnen and her husband Tommy Sonnen. Renee's memoir has just been released. Rowdy Girl, Confessions of a Vegan Cattle Rancher. And here's Renee speaking in Austin, Texas at the book launch on July 7th. 2026. This is a edited, shortened version of her speech.
Hey, I slid down that rabbit hole to the world of veganism so fast, and I didn't know I was going vegan that day. The wind in the air was right that night, and Mother Nature came out to play, and I promise you, I slid down the vegan rabbit hole, and when I got there, it was like a whole nother world existed. Here I am, a cattle rancher's wife. I wasn't planning to go vegan that day. You know, on Halloween day, I left the land, the hey, I left the land of the dead and went into the land of the living is all I know. I couldn't believe it. And so, I walked into my house and there was deer heads. I mean, my husband was an avid. When I say avid, I mean capital A-V-I-D, exclamation point, with neon lights, hunter. You know, he had deer heads, elk heads, boar heads. I mean, we had a hallway called the Horny Hall, for God's sake. It was so many horns. And it was all up in the top, you know, and I had them all decorated. And when I walked in the day after I went vegan, it was as if I was in a morgue. But the day I went vegan, something happened, and I talk about it. It's just like becoming a vampire, but in reverse. Yeah, it is. It's like instead of craving blood and the darkness, you crave light. You crave kindness for all creatures. You crave it with everything in you.
Let the healing begin within.
And that happened for me.
Don't you think it's time to stand up and be the leader of your life, surrounded by fear, surrounded by
here's an announcement of another upcoming vegan event. The Vegan Ice Cream Truck will be in Leominster, Massachusetts, this Friday, July 17th, 2026, at 2 p.m. The Vegan Ice Cream Truck will be located near 482 North Main Street. And this truck just recently left Auburn, Massachusetts. They were parked in Auburn. And this is the Pretty Pink Peter Vegan Ice Cream Truck. Here's the notice, quote, from PETA. Friendly's isn't living up to its name for mother cows and
stolen calves.
They're stolen calves. And serving only ice cream that tears calves away from their mothers. So on Friday, PETA's ice cream truck will roll up to the Leominster location to show customers what true friendliness tastes like. End quote. PETA's mobile ice cream truck will be rolling up and down the East Coast this summer to dish up thousands of free vegan ice cream treats, products of peace, justice, kindness, and freedom. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Pretty Pink PETA Vegan Ice Cream Truck. Vegan treats. Fun activities for the kids. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And much thanks to my guests, Melissa Scher and Karen Bacon, at DeSoa Goat Sanctuary. And to all the vegan activists worldwide. And to Vegan Queen V. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.